On University of West Georgia Week, race-related stereotypes can push black men away from STEM careers. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Christopher Jett, associate professor of mathematics, explores how the persistence of black men in STEM can help them thrive in the future.
Black men are confronted with racial stereotypes in a broader society, and the racial unrest in this country is bringing this reality to the forefront in an unprecedented way. Also, the framing of black men in policy work has been critiqued for being deficit in nature. The research literature indicates that race-related stereotypes about black men manifest themselves in academic environments in nuanced ways. For example, race-related stereotypes suggest that black men are not suited for STEM careers. As a result, black men must contend with messages that they do not belong in STEM, and the STEM enterprise is missing out on this group's invaluable STEM talents. Moreover, mathematics has been consistently noted as a barrier to STEM persistence. More specifically, mathematics is often used as a gatekeeper or gateway to STEM fields. However, asset-based work shows that minoritized students who successfully complete the calculus sequence persist in STEM majors at a higher rate regardless of the institution type. Consequently, minoritized students who perform well in mathematics can provide substantive implications, insights, and recommendations for the betterment of STEM research, policy, and practice. In spite of the aforementioned challenges, black men continue to persist and thrive in STEM fields. Studying black men's racialized and mathematics experiences can shed light on the factors that lead to their STEM persistence. The existing research merging these two together is sparse, but the initial evidence-based work substantiates that this line of research holds significant promise for broadening the participation of black men in STEM fields. Therefore, the research community must examine, more systematically, black men's STEM experiences from an asset-based approach to ameliorate their STEM achievement outcomes and produce learning environments that support their STEM goals and aspirations.
That was Christopher Jett of the University of West Georgia. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.